The Middle East continues to preoccupy the World Conference in Durban to combat racism. Despite a bitter mood, negotiations aimed at finding a resolution at the UN meeting are ongoing. The U.S. wants any language removed from the final declaration that embarrasses Israel, but that may be hard to do in the face of Arab anger at Israeli treatment of Palestinians. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Durban.
The public face of the controversy suggests that Israel's opponents are in little mood to compromise. There was no sign of conciliation forthcoming from Amr Moussa, the Secretary General of the Arab League. He told delegates in the conference hall that Israel has discriminated against the Palestinians in the occupied territories by its deeds and words. He spoke through an interpreter.
It has been said that all Palestinians are terrorists. Can there be any more serious form of racism than this? And a number of Israeli leaders, they have said that Arabs are scorpions, that they multiply like rabbits. This is something that is really unacceptable, and we cannot pass over that in silence.
Behind the scenes, the Norwegian delegation is busy trying to broker a compromise that could end the impasse and put the conference back on a less hostile footing. A U.S. official said the United States can accept the language that Norway's facilitators have crafted. There are few details on the contents of the proposal. However, the fact that Washington supports it suggests it relies on generic language with no mention of Israel. Sources say the Islamic and Arab states convene behind closed doors today to consider the Norwegian alternative that one delegate said took the meat out of the draft. The Arab League and Islamic states have come to Durban with language labeling Israel's practices in the occupied territories as a new form of apartheid and a crime against humanity. Israel's ambassador Mordechai Yedid took the floor today to implore the conference to reject efforts here to paint the Jewish state as a purveyor of racism.
On behalf of the State of Israel and the Jewish people, I urge the delegations of this conference put aside the phrases of hate and replace them with the language of humanity. Thank you.
The dispute has sapped attention from other issues that were to have been the centerpiece of this conference, such as the historic wrongs of slavery and colonialism, the caste system in India, the selling of women into slavery. The controversial treatment of the Middle East is also the reason for the American downgrading of its presence at this conference of some 150 countries. South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki said the U.S. low profile showed bad judgment.
It's incorrect to treat this whole matter of racism and racial discrimination and so on, which affects billions of people, including people in the United States, as though it's kind of subsidiary. It must take perhaps 10th place after this issue of the Middle East.
Members of the Congressional Black Caucus were distressed that the issue of reparations for slavery may not be getting its due. Belgium has agreed to shepherd efforts to narrow the differences on the question, and consensus is emerging that any compensation from Western states would be channeled into African development programs. Reed Brody of Human Rights Watch says the challenge is securing binding commitments here in Durban to fund them.
I don't think that the African countries are going to settle for nebulous promises. Certainly, the African organizations that are here would be very upset if history was traded away for some vague promises.
It will be difficult, Brody says, because not everyone agrees. But at the very least, he adds, they'll have to start the process here. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Durban.